Mic check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can we talk for me?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2. Thank you, Trent.
Keep talking.
Testing 1, 2, 3. You know, Trent, my days began as a young boy living in the South. Cue the music, please.
You know, this is all going to go on, right? hey, that's Bo Williams, everybody. This is Cloudy with a Chance of Pet Peeves. I've been doing this podcast for a couple months now, and every week I get emailed and say that it's like another place. It's another place to find it. So
yeah, you're expanding, man. I mean, you're popular.
Only
look at you.
But I have no idea what I'm talking about other than the weather. Anything else, I don't have any topics. So I posted on Facebook the other day,
right,
and I said, I've got a podcast coming up. I want to know your pet peeves. And there's several. I mean,
we're just looking at the list. It's incredibly long.
So
how many people have responded to this thing?
Over 100.
Wow, okay.
So let's talk about it.
All right, let's talk about pet peeves.
It's Bo Williams, everybody.
Hey.
He's joining. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Time for some Cubs baseball.
He does a great.
No, that was horrible. Are you kidding me? It sounds like I'm choking on something.
I enjoy it.
Whatever. What's your pet peeve,
hot
man?
Hot dog? Bad Harry Carey impersonations. That's one of my pet peeves.
That is it.
I don't know. Like I have a lot.
Yeah, I do too. But I mean, I'll tell you the ones that get me. First of all, when you pull into the mall, okay? You're coming off the main drag and you're pulling into the mall.
Get ready for a story, everybody.
You don't have to stop if there's no stop sign, right? Everybody else has to yield to you.
Right.
But people stop and you're going, now you're causing a problem. It's like a flashing yellow light. Can I just, you know, I mean, look at me. I'm clenching my fist.
They're being cautious, though.
I know. And you're supposed to be cautious, but you're supposed to proceed with caution. Proceed. Flashing red means you stop. Whoever invented the four-way stop should be put in the Hall of Fame of why did you do that? Because no one understands the four-way stop either, and that's a big pet peeve of mine as well.
Well, it's they get the right-of-way.
Yes, but then you have people that sit there, and they will go through several cycles like, do I go?
Whoever gets to go
is
whoever has the smaller wave, go-ahead wave.
So because nobody else saw it?
If you really want somebody to go ahead, you wave from the passenger seat to the driver's seat. You cover the whole windshield.
Yeah. I got you.
I had a lady wave to me like that one time.
Did you really?
We both did the little, just a little couple fingers. I'll go ahead and go. No. Go, you go. No, you go. And then sure enough, 10, 15 seconds of us waving, she gave a whole windshield. You can't see what I'm doing, but it was a whole windshield swipe wave. And
right.
I was like,
got it.
You win.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Well,
my bad.
That's almost like if you're trying to pull out somewhere, okay? And I understand this. This is all due to just kindness, all right? And there's traffic coming, and they get to the last car, and they stop for you to let you out.
Right.
But you're like, if you just keep going, there's nobody for miles behind you.
See.
And I don't know why. And again, I try not to get upset because I'm like, they're being very nice, and they were the only person that's being nice. But at the same token, I'm like, there's nobody behind you. If you just go, I could take my time pulling out.
I'll be that guy who waves, and then I'll look behind me, and there's no one behind me. And I'm like, oh, I'm that guy. Whoopsies.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to read a couple of these.
Yeah,
a couple of these podcast things. One of my pet peeves, when people leave trash where they were camping and fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Leave no trace means don't leave a rock of rings.
Right.
That's a trace.
It shouldn't look like anybody was ever there.
Completely.
Right. Good one. That's a good one.
People who whisper when they talk, people who chew and talk at the same time, and when people pull out in front of you going too slow.
Oh, yes. They'll do it like at the last minute as well. Yeah. Mm. You take evasive action.
I feel driving is going to become a recurring
thing. That's about
just
all we've talked about, isn't it?
Related.
It is.
Turn
on the
signals for Pete's sake. I don't know who Pete is, but Donna, for his sake, for Pete's sake.
Lack of using them? Is that what she's saying?
After you've made the turn, make sure your signal device has snapped back to the original position. I have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but yes, I'm with you. I hear you.
It does make a clicking sound. Mine doesn't. And mine doesn't even... Actually, I take that back. Mine does ding after about a mile.
Does it really?
I don't even get dings when my headlights are on and my doors are open, but when my blinker's on...
Hey.
Wrangler
is that
dings.
Someone's pet peeve?
Yeah, sorry. Oh, people toss cigarettes out of the car window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hearing people chew.
Definitely. Are we getting to the point that just everything is going to annoy us?
Yeah, seriously. And people that finish sentences for somebody else. Let me finish my thought, for goodness sake. Ugh, it's rude. Stacy Spangler, I hear you.
I hear you too, but I think we've all been caught doing it on the, you know, not realizing it.
Yeah, realizing it on the other end. The way people sound when they breathe or eat, that's one of my pet peeves. That's it. That's got to be one of my top ones. I don't like to hear the stuff in your mouth make noise.
Right.
I don't like.
What about
it's like a swish or anything. I don't.
What about those? And I can say this because this one of my boys does this, and then also my father.
Which one?
Well, I won't say. I won't name. Right. But, you know, I understand they must have some, they're clogged up or something. But when they're chewing and they're breathing so loud, and I just have to stop and look at them like, are you okay?
Loud chewing is a very common response. Oh, loud chewing is
huge. Yes. Smacking your food. Yes.
Oh, Kyle Brown, podcasts is one of his pet peeves.
Oh, well. Now, welcome to the broadcast.
Hopefully you're enjoying this. A friend of the podcast, Kyle Brown. Kyle Brown, is that... Yeah, no, I went to high school with that Kyle Brown, so never mind. Kyle, good to hear from
you. So much for that free t-shirt we were able to send. We don't have any t-shirts.
People who don't say thank you when I hold the door open for them when entering or leaving, and women who are talking on the phone while in a bathroom stall.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see how that would be a little annoying.
Yeah.
And I do like it when people wave, even if you let them in. Again, we're going back to traffic, but let them merge over or something, and they kind of give you a little wave like, hey, thanks, I appreciate it, you know?
Nod.
Yeah, nod something. Head nod. I usually just kind of put my hand up real quick.
Yeah. Dirty feet, like walking barefoot all day dirty. Nitra Davis does not like dirty feet. I love walking barefoot, though.
Do you wash your feet?
I mean, yeah, but I shower.
Okay. So you would be a pet peeve for someone.
Sorry, Nitra. When I compliment people on a food dish they made, and then they proceed to tell me every single ingredient and measurement. See, that just means that they shock themselves, because like the good chef, they won't tell you all that stuff.
That's right. That's true. That's like, a good point. That's a good point.
Or just make it up.
You must do that because you're defending those people.
No, I'm a terrible cook. I will tell you everything.
You eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs. You must make those okay.
My wife is the cook.
Okay.
She doesn't want me to starve. When someone doesn't use the turn signal, like to pull... Oh, Sharon Beeler, now we have a response. I would like to pull them over and tell them your signal isn't working. They could at least put their arm out the window, but most don't even know.
Right.
Too lazy.
What about driving with your brights on and you don't realize it and you're coming into oncoming traffic?
You get a flick.
Yeah, but some people don't even get that. And of course, nowadays, some of those headlights, it look like their brights are on and they're not, you know, so...
It always takes me a minute. Like if my brights are on and somebody like flicks their lights at me, and I'll be like, "Oh, what am I doing here? Who's that jerk?" You know, flashing me the bright lights.
Right.
And then I look down and I've got my brights on, so I'm the jerk. Todd Finlayson, podcast character. People swearing every word or every other word. Judy. No wordy nerds.
How about people who have no concept of the self-checkout line and then attempt to do it? And then you're sitting there forever because it's the only one, because the other three are broken and you're waiting for them.
Well, we were all there at some point.
Say what?
We were all there at some point,
but you can tell. It's like, no, you've been through here before. It hasn't changed.
But I'm still not going to go with a cart full of stuff.
No.
I still treat it as the express.
I'm buying three or four items and I'm out of here.
I'm quick and easy. Loud chewing, mouth open, bullies. Mm. Man, Teresa, we got a list. Using their key to dig their ear itch.
Oh, that might hurt.
That stuff sounds dangerous. Mm. Spitting, snorting, heavy breathers, people on cell phones while driving, grocery shopping, watching kids, someone itching their scalp, then preparing food.
Called Don Dare on that one.
Probably a dozen more or so, LOL. Mm. Teresa, we need to hang out.
Hey, speaking of which, I saw someone on their phone either texting or adjusting the music while they were on their motorcycle. And that's something I don't see a whole lot of. You know, you'll see it in people in cars, and obviously we shouldn't do that. You need to focus. But on a motorcycle, and that's the first time I'd ever seen that.
I've seen somebody texting on a motorcycle going down the interstate.
Wow.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, you're going to die.
Like, yeah, that's just crazy.
On the interstate, like there's, that's tough. People that ask questions, John Harper. Man, we've got some comedians. I love it. People who use your with no apostrophe instead of your with an apostrophe when saying it, you're welcome. Like, you are welcome. You are welcome. Also, people who drive in the left lane.
Drive slow in the left lane? Or just drive in the left lane, period?
Marcus just doesn't like people in the left lane. So he didn't specify. All of the above.
All right.
Crunchy eating, misusing woman, women, man, men, or is, are.
Hmm.
Karen West, people wasting my time. Hopefully this isn't wasting your
time. No, this is informative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Here we go. Kevin Coffey. I was raised to be a gentleman. I hate when men walk in front of their wives / girlfriends. I open doors for people, say thank you and please.
Yeah. What would your wife say is their biggest pet peeve that you do?
Oh, see, I have a problem with socks.
Right.
I leave them. Yeah. Like, I'll pick them up eventually, but, like, she will pick them up before I pick them up. So, probably my socks.
Okay. I'm one of those guys that I'll start something, and then I'll get sidetracked, and I'll start something else, but I'll forget about the other thing, and I haven't finished it yet. Yeah.
Projects.
Or
multiple projects.
Yes, yes. Or she'll ask me to do one simple task, and I'll start it, right, and then I get sidetracked, and I never finish it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just part of
being a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is probably the pet peeve.
Probably. Her pet peeve is men.
Men.
People texting while driving. That's not a pet peeve. That's a law.
Right, that's true.
That's illegal.
Bad grammar I see on there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Claire.
Tailgating, definitely. Not tailgating before a game, but driving. Respect for the elderly. Lack of respect for the elderly.
Maryland?
Yeah, for seniors. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, you should show seniors respect.
And not like seniors in high school. Like,
no.
Not, we mean like...
Right.
All right.
Was it... What classifies as a senior? I know a lot of users like 60 and over, but nowadays 60 is still young, man. I mean, you know, 75, 80, 90.
When do they start sending out AARP cards?
Well, I got one, so I guess it's 50.
Is that at 50? I don't know.
Yeah, 50. I got an AARP card, man.
A middle-aged is not even, I think it's like 45 to 55, I think I Googled it the other day.
Really?
So, like.
It depends on where you go. Some say 50 and over, some say 55, some say 60, some say 65.
Yeah.
So.
Who knows? Anyway, got to get back to work. Thanks for listening to this. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.